Let's talk about green country. We all know this part of eastern Oklahoma is known as green country, but there had to be a beginning of that. You, Ken, were in on the beginning of that. Tell us about that.
Well, initially, it was backed to some extent by Phillips Petroleum, and the first year was almost entirely a planning stage and jawing about it and trying to get an interest in it. By that time, Dewey Bartlett was in the picture and asked if I would head up the advisory council on tourism. But we needed funding for it, obviously, and we came up with the idea of if we raised $5,000, would the legislature have a fund that they could draw on to match that money? And that started the idea of matching money for the concept of promoting tourism within green country. Very quickly, there were other countries. The first year, the area immediately south of Tulsa joined in. Then shortly thereafter, you had others join until finally there were six different countries. And that's the way it's formatted today with six countries. They each have their individual budget. And while the Department of Tourism promotes them all, they also do their own promoting on things of interest in their area to see.
Back then, tourism was not funded at all in the state of Oklahoma.
There was no money appropriated for the promotion of tourism. The money to build better museums or do anything like that.
We're talking in the 60s?
That's correct, yes. Till the late 1960s. And tourism really took off 1970 to 1978 along in there is where it really grew and blossomed.
You talked about former Governor George Nye. He called you the father of tourism in Oklahoma.
That and a dollar can get you a cup of coffee.
But you were very instrumental. And, of course, as George Nye was lieutenant governor, that became his pet project, was tourism. He became known as the tourism man.
Absolutely, yeah. He took it up. He was trying to get motion picture companies to come to Oklahoma and make motion pictures here in Oklahoma because that would be quite a shot of money in different localities in the state where they were shooting movies. That was his thing. His thrust was on that. Before I ever got interested in the Arkansas River, I was interested in it, but I was also interested in sailing. Our sailing club was on the city water supply out here. It was fine until your centerboard hit one of the abutments that runs underneath that lake. There's big concrete division things in that lake, and it could tear you up pretty good.
Are you talking about Keystone Lake?
No, I'm talking about Yohola. So we came up with the idea, well, Keystone Dam will be opening, and why couldn't we build a sailing club on Keystone Dam? The Corps of Engineers had never authorized any kind of project like we talked about. But we went ahead with our plans to the extent that we got things on paper and got it organized and got a president and all that kind of stuff. Things were dragging along, and Mike Mahoney, senator in those days, had a 15-minute program every week on KRMG. It's nice to have friends in the right places.
Right. Senator Monroney was a very powerful senator.
I called him and said, can you jar that thing loose from the Corps of Engineers? 3 or 4 days later, my phone rang, and it's the local colonel who wanted to know why the hell did I have to go to the senator to get anything done. He was getting ready to approve it anyhow. At any rate, we got approval for the construction of Windy Crest Sailing Club on Keystone Lake. I built that physically with my son and the kids from the Edison swimming team, financed it with the agreement that any time the club was solvent, they could buy it from me. And at the end of the second year, it was solvent, and they bought it from me. And that was the origination of Windy Crest Sailing Club.
About what year did the dam come in? Do you recall?
That would have been, before the Great Raft Race, so it had to have been late.
Yeah, 60s. Windy Crest is still operating to this day.
Has been written up in Sports Illustrated as the finest sailing club in the southwestern part of the United States. It's remarkable. It really is. Still doesn't cost very much to join it. There are no amenities for cocktails every evening. It's just a place to go sail and have a good time, family again.
I'm trying to think of a name of the man. He had a sailing store on
Joe Becker.
Joe Becker.
Yep.
Who is like 90, 91 years old.
Good friend.
As we sit here and talk. He must have had something to do with that as well.
He helped pour the concrete. Joe showed up every weekend, and he'd help do something. We poured the concrete for the ramps. The Edison swimming team wheeled that down the hill in a wheelbarrow. They had a code among themselves that when they lost control of the wheelbarrow, they'd holler, "Wipe out," and every now and then you'd hear this, "Wipe out!" And then you'd hear the wheelbarrow rattling around. We had some good times doing that.
Yeah, what a good era. No wonder you call it the Camelot years.
Oh, yeah.